This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Wayne Bell. He writes the column Culture Club for FayettevilleFlyer.com. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Fall, new television. Some of the Oscar winner contender, possible contenders might be coming out. It's also a big season for music.
Yeah. With music this fall, the Grammy cutoff is October 31st. So a lot of times albums will come out right before that to be considered. But the big push is to get the holiday money.
Right.
So.
And we're talking music is kind of because summer is now all about getting people to pay for tickets for live shows.
Right.
Whereas fall now with a lot of people back in school or the vacation has expired. Now it's trying to get people to buy
albums.
The music.
Well, right. And to buy albums, which, you know, that's a lost form in a way. But last week was the exciting MTV Video Music Awards, which I watched and thought, who are these people? Like, I've become one of those people. Like, I don't know who that group is. But, you know, it was a chance for some of the acts that are coming out with new material this fall to debut some of their new material.
Who did perform? I have to admit, this is the first time in a long time I haven't seen it live nor on a rerun. I didn't see it.
You would have felt like I'm sure, because there were a good three or four acts that won stuff, and I kept going, who are they? I didn't understand.
It's not aimed at us, though, is it?
Right. I mean, they had some people that had relatively big summers, but they also had some people returning and promoting new material. So they had Alicia Keys, who was promoting new material that's coming out this fall, Taylor Swift, Green Day, you know, some of those older bands that that I know, Pink. But then, of course, they also had a mix of people that were promoting material that had already come out, like Rihanna. And so it was, you know, it's interesting. As far as big albums coming out this fall, I mean, Taylor Swift is coming out with Red, which is her follow-up to her last album, which came out 2 years ago. And she's been on kind of a...
She hasn't been out of the spotlight, though. You can't
not really
turn around and not see something about her or see her performing on
program. Some sort of, or winning some sort of award and looking like she never knew she was going to win it.
Right. So this will be her first new music in 2 years.
Yeah, her first new music in 2 years. But that, like you said, that's kind of like saying Katy Perry put out a new album. Well, I didn't know Katy Perry wasn't still milking the last one. So, Taylor Swift, that'll be your big seller for fall, but... You know, some other stuff that's coming out, Alicia Keys, No Doubt, Pink, Green Day, all these bands that, you know, that have been around for a while, but are groups that have been around for a while are coming out with new material. And then Kanye West is coming out with a new CD in September, late September.
He seems to be an artist that still kind of puts a new one out once per year.
Yeah, and he's one of those ones that actually... Whether you love them or hate them, he puts out like a full concept album.
Right.
So that's nice. The one that's very, my other half at our house is really looking forward to is Babel, which is the new CD by Mumford & Sons.
Ah.
So they're coming out with their new material at the end of September.
And that's the first in a couple of years for them.
Now, with Alicia Keys' material... she, on her last album, was really the first one of her albums that didn't really blow up. And so this could be a chance to relaunch her. She's had a baby now, so she's certainly going to have more material. She's very personal. So that should be a big album for fall.
When does that come out?
That's going to come out in November.
Okay.
And then from the countryside of things, Jason Aldean, who did well at the Grammys last year, got a lot of nominations.
I think within the last couple of years, yeah.
His comes out in October, and then some more pop things to look forward to. Eli Golding comes out with her album, and her current song, Lights, has been big all over the charts. So this will be her big album, and Kesha, your favorite, at some point this fall is going to come out with her. With her album.
All right. And then surely for those of us who kind of pay attention to
people. Who look forward for other music?
James Taylor, people like that.
Oh, yeah. Like the one I'm really looking forward to is Ryan Bingham, who, you know, won an Oscar a couple years ago for Crazy Heart
and plays around
some good albums. And yeah, he does come to George's at least once every other year or so. And he's got a new album coming out, so I'm really looking forward to that. So yeah, I mean, if you want to steer away from the really popular big selling stuff and you want to look towards the other genres, then yeah, there's some great stuff coming.
Thank you, Wayne.
Thank you.
Wayne Bell writes the column Culture Club for FayettevilleFlyer.com.